This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It seems like every week the U.S. Postal Service comes up with yet another plan to revive the snail mail business and save itself. Today, it launched a discount program for marketers who want to send us little samples of things, like detergent and toothpaste, 5% off. Seems those freebies have fallen out of favor lately. Kind of like the post office. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
Jen Drexler is a VP at Insight Strategy Group.
I remember growing up and seeing boxes of cereal come with the newspaper, and it's been a long time since I've seen that happen.
Sherry Orell is head of the Product Sampling Council at the Brand Activation Association.
I think product sampling overall is in a bit of a decline over the last probably 10 years.
Orell says it's not because sending samples isn't effective. It is, especially for new products. But success is hard to measure. If you put out a bottle of shampoo at the gym, how do you know if that makes people buy it later?
That's the golden question.
And there are a few tricks to product sampling. You have to get it to people at just the right time and place.
If your target consumer is Vanessa, and you hand Vanessa a sample of shampoo as she's coming off the subway, it's going into her bag, and there are multiple hurdles associated with getting that out of her bag and into the shower.
Marketers also need to know that she's the one who's using it.
Make it accountable. It cannot be just, here's your free sample.
Doug Geyer is president of product sampling company BrandShare. He says to make samples worthwhile, marketers need to be able to track consumer behavior using coupons or online surveys that might come with free samples.
It's the most expensive marketing tactic, yet most effective.
Orland says big companies are becoming more aware of the lost art of product sampling. So between that and the Postal Service discount, maybe we can all expect more freebies at the front door. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.